Down to business with Vodafone, Ireland's best and test network for voice and data, awarded by P3.
Now, Machinery Movers magazine is hosting Ireland's largest construction and quarrying machinery show at Molloy's Quarry here in Tinney Cross in Tullamore. That's where we are this morning. It's a landmark event. It's supported by the Construction Industry Federation, and a hub of innovation and new technology is all happening here. This show is going to bring together the industry leaders in construction and quarrying with a showcase of somewhere between 70 and 90 million of new machinery on offer here, right on the ground here in the quarry. The event was last held in 2015, and the 2017 show, this show is going to have 35% more exhibition space, occupy 100,000 square metres, and there's 200 exhibitors here, and we're expecting to see 8,000 to 10,000 visitors here over the 2 days. Brian Coogan is the CQMS event director, and he's publisher of Machinery Movers magazine, and he joins me now. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Bobby.
Now, I'm wearing my JCB hat here. Listeners, you might be able to see it on Twitter, but I see your hat says "Making Diggers Great Again." This is a great show. So
it's all about making diggers.
Of,
yeah,
there's a bit of a Trumpism around that,
well,
isn't there?
Just we borrowed some of it, and we're all about making diggers great again.
All right. Well, tell me then. Tell me about the evolution of this great show. It's not really, like, it's not typical of any show I've ever been at. Just maybe if you could articulate the logistics of it and how you actually get all this really valuable machinery into a remote enough location.
Yeah, I set up the magazine, Machinery Movers magazine, about 15 years ago, and what I wanted to do is create a platform for dealers, manufacturers and distributors in Ireland to showcase their construction equipment. And there was no dedicated construction quarry equipment show in Ireland at the time. There are plenty in Europe and America, but there was none in Ireland. So I set about, maybe back 10 years ago, trying to create the idea of a construction machinery show. And I suppose one of the biggest, areas for me, Bobby, was that if you go to buy a car, you know, you can take it out and you can take it down the road and you can test it out. And based on that, you know, say, yeah, I like this. But you can't do that with construction equipment.
So if you're buying a JCB, you can't go hacking up the pavement.
You can't take it down the M50, you know.
and typically, I suppose, Brian, there was probably a lot of that type of equipment repossessed, was there not, during the recession? So I assume, and I'm only making this assumption, that that marketplace was badly disrupted for a number of years.
You know, for such a small country, the Irish market, there was a huge amount of construction equipment sales pre-recession. You're talking maybe 4,000 or 5,000 new units of brand new construction and quarry equipment, and for a country this size, it's a huge volume of equipment. When the crash happened in 2008, there was just no work for this equipment.
Yeah,
and what happened, banks and auction companies got a lot of equipment out of the country and it was sold off, and construction equipment sales fell to ridiculous low levels. And the market now is in recovery, and we're back buying equipment again. And but we're still in recovery mode here.
And who's the audience for, I suppose, secondhand? You know, like it's not a sector I really understand. So I'm dependent on people like yourself to articulate its importance to me. But if you're a small contractor that uses a JCB, they'd be hired as well, wouldn't they? There's other
That's
businesses.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah, you'd look at big civil contractors in Ireland. They would buy the bulk of new brand new equipment. And then you have smaller firms then who would work to those civil contractors, plant hire companies. They're subcontractors, and they would buy smaller equipment to service the bigger firms. But between new and used equipment, you're looking anywhere in the region of 8,000 to 10,000 units per year.
Right.
And we're heading back towards those levels again.
So would there be a correlation with this type of equipment and machinery and car sales, for instance? Or is it, you know, and again, they would have grown very well in the last 2 years, but they seem to be
Yeah, it's like what's happened. So, you know, manufacturers haven't stopped producing equipment because we've had a recession. There have been huge changes over the last 10 years. New technology, the way we're doing things now nowadays, the future is going to be where you're going to have construction equipment. There's going to be no operator in it at all. You're going to have some guy sitting behind a desk, you know, controlling
the
machines.
Well, it's the automation of everything.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So it's all about new technology now and how we do things differently. But if you look at any economy, Bobby, you know, at the very start of it, it all starts off with quarrying and construction. And you go into quarries, you know, you see these big, massive machines. They're crushing stone down into sand. That's going out, you know, to a couple of things you were talking about earlier. It, all of the aggregate comes out of here. It goes towards building roads, houses, commercial properties. It all starts here.
And again, just for our listeners who won't know this, because I'm sure they won't because I didn't know, but 65% of the world's crushing and screening equipment is produced here in Ireland.
That's right, yeah.
So, like, as an export, this is a really powerful industry.
It's huge, and it's not talked about enough. Ireland has a reputation of great skilled people producing the best engineers were sought after the world over, but in Ireland we produce definitely around 65-70% of the world's quarrying equipment.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, on that stat, we'll leave it on a positive note. Brian Coogan, CQMS Event Director and Publisher of Machinery Movers Magazine, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Bobby.
Down to business with Vodafone, Ireland's best in test network for voice and data, awarded by P3.